Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police investigating video taken in the Wichita movie theater's restrooms. We've got the story.
Wichita's Convoy of Hope offering a helping hand. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
West Virginia's Democratic governor jumps on the Trump train. I'm ABC's Ryan Burr with that story coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Following a cloudy start to the morning, a fairly nice day with temperatures running 10 degrees below average. But big changes are in store for the weekend. Our forecast coming up.
KNSS breaking news. U.S. employers added 209,000 jobs in July. They expected 180,000, a second straight month of robust gains that underscore the economy's vitality as it enters a ninth year of expansion. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate slipped to 4.3%, matching a 16-year low first reached in May. Growth in Americans' paychecks, however, remains stubbornly low. Average hourly pays rose by 2.5% from a year earlier, the same tepid annual pace as in June. That's below the 3.5% to 4% that is typical when the unemployment rate is this low.
Last weekend, police were called to the Palace Theater in West Wichita at Kellogg and Ridge Road.
Officers made contact with a 30-year-old male employee who advised he observed a small camera in the box office area. Upon viewing the camera, he saw video of a bathroom inside of the Palace. The camera has been collected by officers, and the case is currently being investigated by the Exploited and Missing Childs Unit.
Police Officer Paul Cruz says no arrests have been made. Theater staff is fully cooperating with the investigation. Police say the camera was used in both the public and employee restrooms.
San Francisco police looking for a gunman in a triple shooting at a crowded San Francisco park. Thursday afternoon, one of the shooting victims in critical condition. Witnesses say the shooting happened on a pedestrian bridge into the park where a group was threatening pedestrians. A park regular, nicknamed the Hatter, says he and some other park goers confronted the group on the bridge about their threats.
And the guy literally raised a gun to my face and I froze and I felt the fragment hit my knee and I took off running.
President Trump flips a Democrat governor to a Republican at a rally.
West Virginia Democratic Governor Jim Justice is friends with the Trump family and has even gone hunting with the president's sons. He told the thousands at the Trump rally in Huntington Thursday night.
Today, I'll tell you as West Virginians, I can't help you anymore being a Democrat governor.
Governor Justice telling the crowd by Friday he'd formally change his party affiliation to Republican. The state's Democratic Party released a statement saying the governor deceived voters. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Huntington, West Virginia.
Speaking at the Tennessee Republican Party's annual fundraiser in Nashville late yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence promised Obamacare will eventually be repealed and replaced. Pence made that vow while discussing health reform legislation blocked in Congress.
The president said of those Democrats and a few Republicans, they simply let the American people down. And those are hard words and a hard truth. But men and women of the Tennessee Republican Party, make no mistake about it, this ain't over. This ain't over by a long shot.
Wichita's annual Convoy of Hope community event is going to take place tomorrow. Stacy Cathcart says there will be two sites, each offering dozens of services, including free groceries, health and dental screenings, haircuts, family portraits, meals, and much more.
We're not here to give a handout. We're here to give you a hand up. We believe that our volunteers and all of our partners, whether it's churches and city leaders, businesses, and all of those people coming together, we believe when we all come together for the common good of Wichita that we can make a difference in our community, and we are seeing that.
This year, there are two sites, Bethel Life Center in the 3700 block of South Meridian and McAdams Park in North Wichita at 13th and the Canal Route. The event begins at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and all people are welcome to attend. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We are about 10 minutes away from our live daily chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. live from training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri. It's coming up in 10 minutes.
People in the Northwest struggling with heat and smoke. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Extreme heat and winds are raising fire dangers along the Washington coast. Heat and air quality warnings are in effect across Washington and northern Idaho as smoke from fires drifts to the east. Kendall Hoffman cooled off at a local water park, but she says she's concerned for other residents who don't have that option.
Anybody that's on the streets or anything like that, that worries me. Elderly people walking, like what if it gets too hot, you know, to even want to be outside?
A mother from Missouri is seeking justice from the killing of her son last summer.
Last year, 25-year-old Donnie Heron was killed at his home in Grandview. He was a backup quarterback at Missouri Western State and a new father. His mother, Corrine, says before Donnie died, he revealed one of the suspects to police.
He called him by name when they were fighting, and before he died, he told police who he was.
Three suspects sacked the house and held Donnie's baby and fiancé at gunpoint. After fighting the invaders, trying to protect his family, Donnie was fatally shot.
It's sad, and I just wish as a community we could encourage people to say what they know.
Michael Ronnebaum, ABC News, Kansas City.
Some common advice given to job hunters may also apply to the companies where they apply.
A message to hiring managers. Perception is reality.
Negative publicity just doesn't hurt a brand or a company's bottom line. It also hurts the hiring process.
Career Builders Michael Irwin says nearly three quarters of job hunters say they wouldn't apply to a company that's dealing with negative publicity.
If you can't hire qualified talent for your organization, there's going to have long-term negative effects. So those small incidents need to be taken care of quickly before they go into something bigger.
Irwin says positive press yields positive results. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Early Wednesday evening, a 43-year-old woman reported seeing a possible human body along the banks of the Arkansas River in northwest Wichita near 13th and McLean. Several fire department personnel and EMS crews arrived in the area. They found a homeless man bathing in the river, matching the woman's description of the body.
I just have to say that if I really wanted to be clean, I'd pick the Arkansas River. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And in traffic right now, we're really starting to see some things slowing down. Slowing down headed towards the North Junction on I-235. So things very slow headed towards that North Junction, starting all the way back at about Amidon Street, 37th Street North, Meridian, that area. Headed towards the North Junction. The North Junction right now, north and southbound at I-135, very slow there. And we've got a stalled out vehicle on Kellogg. This is westbound Kellogg at I-135. Watch for a traffic slowdown there. KNSS traffic update brought to you by Joe Dubrovin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and in the East Harry Street Mall. Also online at carlstire.com, home of the 34.95 oil change.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 64. 50% chance for rain Saturday. Tomorrow's high 88. Now mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Got a northeast wind at 10 miles per hour. Prairie Fire Coffee. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. We are drinking it at work right here with Steve and Ted. It's 8:11. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Warm day across Kansas Thursday, but, you know, the high around 91 degrees, and that's about normal for this time of year. And then today, as you heard, we're going to cool off 8 or 9 degrees. Man, that weather forecast sounded pretty good, Dad. Real good, in fact.
It's pretty super for early August.
Officials say 100 pounds of meat from geese caught in a Washington park have been donated to an organization that distributes food to the homeless and others. The National Park Service says in a statement that meat from 116 Canada geese was donated to the D.C. Central Kitchen last week. Park Service says it will be used in meals the kitchen prepares for homeless shelters, rehabilitation clinics, and other after-school programs.
Yes.
Second year, the service has donated goose meat to the kitchen.
Like Scrooge wanting that prize goose in the window.
Yeah. The Park Service says the geese were caught in Anacostia Park and euthanized in July as part of an effort to manage the park's wetlands. The geese feed on wetlands plants. Officials say the meat was tested and is safe for consumption.
Huh. Is Wichita listening to this?
I don't know. I see my little buddies every day right down there in the park.
Mm-hmm. And you sure see evidence of them, even if you don't see the geese themselves.
And they leave their littler buddies all over the place.
I have to say this. I am improving my footwork through the years as I run on that path.
Yeah.
Because I have to sidestep.
You got to be like Gene Kelly. Yeah,
a little like Gene Kelly and Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
Run along there because you got to watch where you're going. Usually those little geese they're very nice to me. They move out of the way with just a little hissing and so forth. I haven't been goose bit yet, but not to say it couldn't happen, right? Nearly 2 tons of trinkets, statues, and jewelry crafted from the tusks of at least 100 slaughtered elephants were fed into a rock crusher in Central Park in New York yesterday to demonstrate the state's commitment to smashing the illegal ivory trade. Artifacts were placed ceremoniously onto a conveyor belt to be ground into dust. They included piles of golf ball-sized Japanese sculptures intricately carved into monkeys, rabbits, and other fanciful designs. Many of the items were beautiful. Some were extremely valuable. But state environmental officials and the Wildlife Conservation Society, who partnered with Tiffany & Company for the ivory crush, said no price justifies slaughtering elephants for their tusks. Figures show the Central African forest elephant population dropped 65% between 2002 and 2013 as a result of poaching.
Yeah, they kill the big males for their tusks, and then
what happens?
Population goes down.
Yeah, figure it out.
Can't they?
Continuing with our heartwarming stories about nature, a hedgehog, which got stuck in a fruit bowl, has been freed after being taken to a fire station. This is in England.
Oh, wow.
Authorities say the animal apparently strayed onto property in Redditch, England, and was found yesterday morning wedged between metalwork forming part of the bowl.
Please tell me there's video of this.
An officer took the hedgehog and the fruit bowl to Redditch Fire Station, where a fire crew got the poor chap out and freed.
So we've gone from geese to elephants to now a hedgehog.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see if I've got one more. No. Well.
Yes, it's Steve's Tanganyika Park update.
It should be sponsored by somebody. Authorities in southeastern New Mexico worried that they might have a serial cow killer on the loose. The Carlsbad Current Argus reports the Eddy County Sheriff's Office announced 6 cattle were shot and killed. Detectives say a high-caliber rifle was used in the shooting from within a half-mile radius. They've ruled out an accidental shooting. Don't think the cows are being killed for meat since their bodies were left in the fields. Cases being labeled as one of extreme animal cruelty, which is a fourth-degree felony. Shootings come after another cow shooting in June south of Carlsbad. So it looks like somebody's out there with their gun. Being a knucklehead. They got a gun. They want to shoot an animal and then leave it there to die. And I'm sure the ranchers are really pleased with that. The thing is, out in the West, you know, if they catch these birds, they may not ever make it to the hooskow in town. You know what I mean? Anyway, there's a lot of animals on our show today. A lot of animal stories. People like animals.
They're always appealing.
Well, people like animal stories? I think they do. It's 8:15 now with Steve and Ted, and this weather is fantastic.
It is amazing.
What's the weather been like up in Wisconsin? Have we been asked about that in our daily updates?
Who cares about what the weather is?
Wait, where's training camp? It's not in Wisconsin anymore.
St. Joseph, Missouri.
Yes, it's in Missouri, so I'm sure.
Chiefs training camp.
They're probably having great weather there. It's time for the Kansas City Chiefs training camp update with Mr. Mitch Holtis, brought to you by Rusty Eck Ford. And Mitch, I don't even know where you are, but I think you're somewhere here in the United States. Go ahead, sir.
I'm at the point of the great place to watch the solar eclipse on the 21st of August.
That's right.
Yeah. They're going to have like over 3.5 minutes of totality here. So they're expecting 225,000 people in St. Joe, Missouri.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And they're coming from around the world.
Yeah.
The Stony Creek Hotel here is totally sold out, and it's almost full of foreigners. They're literally coming from around the world because this is like the place to be, one of like the top 4 places to be for the solar eclipse. But that's another day.
You need to rent out your little dorm there.
There you go.
I have. Greg Reno's renting it out, actually. He's driving his pickup up. He's got the old rusty pickup. He doesn't want to, you know, have the solar eclipse mess up his really nice one. So Greg Reno's going to drive up from Cheney, and he thinks his welding helmet from Cheney High FFA is going to work. I said, you better get that tested out.
Yeah, you better make sure.
Really.
Otherwise, you'll be blind. Remember, as we were in kids, you don't look out, you'll be immediately be blinded.
That's right.
So, yep. So Remember all that, Mac? We got all that down.
Sure, great.
The weather here today, guys, is spectacular. I was talking to our coaches just now, walking down the hill. Dave Tobe, our special teams coach, who's been in this league a long time, he goes, "I don't think I've ever had this nice a day for training camp. It is 61 degrees. It feels like October the 4th instead of August the 4th.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go. I'm padded up and ready to go.
Yeah, but that means the guys can work about 4 hours longer today, right?
Absolutely. Well, that's what Big Red thinks. He would like to have that done. However, the Players Association has other ideas, and they regulate it pretty closely.
Speaking of the pads, though, padded practice yesterday, and like you talked about with us yesterday morning, the beginning of several days of pretty intense practices for the Chiefs here.
Yeah, it got intense yesterday. In fact, Andy likes to even go live. He turned it on full throttle as if it was a game. So then you start dealing with soreness, and now you got to push through it for the next 2 days because we're going to do this again today. I mean, Andy's going to, particularly with the weather the way it is, he's going to crank up the thermostat and try to get these guys ready to go.
Are there any activities this weekend for fans coming up?
Yeah, it's a huge weekend. This is one of the best weekends. This is where I see most of the Wichitans that come up because this is kind of the prime weekend to do it. And that is Family Fun Day on Saturday. It's like the state fair. It's like the NFL Chiefs version of the state fair. There's all kinds of activities to do. And then we'll have 4,000, usually have 4,000 to 5,000. But it's so well accommodated. It accommodates those fans, and you're really up close and personal. You're not sitting in a stadium
right, looking
at it from a half mile away. It's pretty cool. And then Sunday, nothing that planned, but still that's a really good day to come too. Hour later, practice at 9:15. Great. This is a great weekend to come.
And, of course, to see the Mitch Holtis butter sculpture.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, they just got that done. We're going to unveil it, actually. You know what you guys would like on this campus? It's really well done. When I get some time, I'll go over there and do it in bits and pieces. The Walter Cronkite Memorial. Walter was from St. Joe. And
that's right.
And he has a it is fabulous. So it's a kind of a museum totally dedicated to Walter Cronkite's career. And if somebody comes up for practice, it's a must, particularly from those of us maybe that were little kids growing up with That's the Way It Is.
That's the Way It Is.
Tuesday, Friday, August the 4th, 2017. It's a fabulous deal, but worth the time.
Mitch, who you see that it's catching your eye there among the Chiefs players? Who's standing out right now as practice goes along?
Well, you know, this week I'm kind of been focusing on the elite players, the guys that are near the top of their position in the NFL. So I'll kind of segue this because next week I'm going to talk about the glue guys,
okay,
the guys that you need to win that aren't necessarily superstars. And the guy that's caught my eye on offense is the Canadian doctor, Larry Duvernay-Tardif at right guard. I know it's not sexy to talk about right guards. Tell me about the quarterbacks, running backs, receivers. But the Canadian doctor is turning into has the chance to be a Pro Bowl player. And he has been the most dominant offensive lineman, both in individual drills and teamwork. I talked to him. In fact, I said, "Why?" And his last rotation was in OR. Because in the off season, he's doing all his medical school stuff, and he's like OR, and he's from like French Quebec. Like OR helps me to, it's like football, you know. So he's caught my eye on that side. On the defensive side, it's Tano Passanio, the rookie out of Villanova, the 6'7", 300-pound kid that I talked about with the 7'2" wingspan. He has been impressive, and I think he's ahead of the curve in his rookie season.
He's a good-sized lad.
Very good-sized lad, and he seems to get bigger every day. I was like, did you just grow 3 inches, and I didn't know about it?
No, you don't want to be
a very bright guy. You don't want to be bright guy.
Behind him in the cafeteria line, might not be any food
that's
left.
That's true, yeah.
Well, that's kind of I go for the scrap. And so, speaking of the cafeteria line, you got to see this spread. I haven't seen this since the American Ag Credit lunch spread at their offices on West Kellogg. It's everything. If McIntosh walked in, he would just fall to his knees and go, I found it. I found heaven.
Because
these guys, you know, we're sitting here, I'm looking at $160 million in assets on this field right now, and you've got to make sure that the that group of assets is taken care of. It's everything you want every day in the Chiefs eating situation here at Missouri Western. They get their own chefs, and not the players that have their own chefs, the team does. And then the folks at Western just do a great job of preparing it.
All right.
Family Fun Day up in St. Joseph, Missouri tomorrow. Mitch, have a fun weekend. And
I got to do the tag here for him, okay? And that's the way it is. Kansas City Chiefs Training Camp Update with Mitch Holtis, brought to you by Rusty at Ford.
No, not very good, huh?
That's not bad.
So. You're being kind. You almost sounded like Richard Nixon. Sound like...
Max thinking he's endorsed the Solar Eclipse, so he's trying to get it sponsored.
Thanks, Mitch.
See you, guys.
We'll talk to you again next week. That's Mitch Holtis live from Chiefs training camp up in St. Joe.
I got to apologize for that. 8:23, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Former FBI Director James Comey has written a book. Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.